Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Juneau Empire reports that outgoing Representative Justin Parrish of Juneau faced a sexual harassment complaint earlier this year and was ordered by the House Speaker to take additional training. The Juneau Empire reported that the February complaint outlined a year and a half of unwanted public encounters between Parrish and a woman who was not identified. Parrish did not return a phone message today placed by the Associated Press, and an aide said he was unavailable. House Speaker Bryce Edgman also said he wasn't immediately available. Parrish, a Juneau Democrat, said yesterday he believed a former aide of his could do a better job and that he would not seek re-election. He also said that no other factors contributed to that decision. Two House Democrats have resigned since December. Two other House Democrats have resigned since December amid allegations of misconduct. In other news, a 39-year-old Fairbanks man was arrested at a cabin near the end of the Steese Highway after nearly a six-hour standoff with Alaska State Troopers. Christopher Turco was taken into custody Monday night on burglary and criminal mischief warrants. Troopers investigated a break-in Saturday at a cabin in Central and concluded Turco was a suspect. And then about 1 o'clock Monday afternoon, Fairbanks troopers tried to serve an arrest warrant. Witnesses told officers that Turco was armed. He and a 26-year-old woman barricaded themselves in a cabin at mile 147 of Steese Highway. A trooper's special emergency response team showed up shortly before 7 o'clock Monday evening, and Turco surrendered. The woman was released. Anchorage police have released photos of a man suspected of releasing pepper spray on a group training for nonviolent protest. KTUU reports the photos show a stocky man in his 50s or 60s with long white hair and a long white beard. He wears black clothing and holds what appears to be a small red purse. The group met Saturday at the Anchorage Community House and the Church of Love on Spinard Road. And more than 400 high school athletes are gathering in Anchorage this week for the statewide championships of the Native Youth Olympic Games. The games are open to Alaska Natives and non-Natives alike, but the events are derived mostly from Alaska Native cultural events intended to portray how subsistence hunters for centuries have prepared physically for the hunting season. The events include the seal hop, scissor broad jump, and the Alaskan high kick. Weather forecast calls for rain for the rest of the day today, with low temperature tonight should be about 40 degrees.